for knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hotel California. Actually, not quite Hotel California. It's the Divorce Hotel. It's a new concept that's up and running in Holland, the Netherlands, where Jim Halfens somehow figured out here's another neat and yet moronic way of making some money. And what he does is help unhappy married people no longer stay married. It's the Divorce Hotel. These unhappily married, want to get unmarried couples check into the hotel. And the package includes, the weekend package, includes lawyers, luxury accommodations, all separate. They have separate rooms and separate suites. And they have mediators and divorce papers all ready to go. And they leave on Monday, and it's done. And then, of course, there's a reality show that's been thrown in for good measure. Isn't that fun? So Halfens, 33 years old, wants to take the idea to the United States because for some crazy reason, this is a success. He's actually negotiating with hotels in several cities, New York, L.A. I'd love to know which hotel here in L.A., as well as law firms and, of course, two television production companies for a reality show, because how do you do anything today without a reality show connected? And divorce is, as always, big business. Now, divorces have fallen off in the last few years as the economy collapsed simply because divorces are expensive. Couples have to live separately. Usually, when they get divorced, very few couples stay in the same household, which means now two mortgages or two rents, and it is just a lot more money. So divorce has really waned. However, it's still big business. I mean, huge business, estimated to be anywhere from $50 billion to $175 billion a year, depending on how you define the cost of divorce, what costs are included. And lawyers, when you start hiring them, are the beginning of the episode. More than 1.2 million people in the U.S. filed for divorce in 2009. The reason is 2009. That's the most recent year for which data is available. And Halfens came up with this idea for the Divorce Hotel after watching a college friend of his go through a divorce, a painful divorce, an expensive divorce. He said that his friend's divorce negotiations dragged on for 5 months. 5 months? That's nothing here in America. Give me a break. 5 months is a weekend. In the Netherlands, that's considered a long time. So he has a background in marketing. He also worked in a law firm, and he comes up with Divorce Hotel. Incidentally, Divorce Hotel is not just a single hotel. He has struck agreements with six high-end hotels in the Netherlands, most of which don't really want to use the name Divorce Hotel or even let out the news that they're involved. So it really isn't Divorce Hotel. That's just a clever name. What it is are divorce packages that one buys at the hotel. And there's all kinds of packages that people buy to get married. Disneyland has some neat marriage package where you get to, where the couple gets to come in that pumpkin coach that they used in Cinderella or Snow White or The Little Mermaid or whatever the hell film that it is. The pumpkin coach, which is really a fish tank, right? And you see the mermaid doesn't. But anyway, there's a whole marriage thing attached to that. And the couple gets to sleep up in an apartment in the castle. So a lot of people, Hawaii does this. You can buy packages for marriage. Here you can buy packages for divorce. The couple stay in separate rooms. There is a suite that is used for mediation talks, and hotel staff members are given specific directions. These are not ordinary guests. Halfens evaluates the couples first. You see, here's the tricky part. They have to be ready for this. They have to be motivated for this. they have to want the divorce and they have to be amicable about this. Doesn't that beg the question? If they're all if they are all of those, what do you need a hotel for? Why don't you sit down and knock it out and knock it out anyway? I have met many people who have simply sat down and knocked out their divorce in a matter of a few hours of mediation, as well as people that have gone through years of squabbling. So the couples check into one of these hotels in the Netherlands and buy the divorce hotel package. Cost between $2,500 and $10,000. And the cost depends on the complexity of the assets and whether there's a custody battle. See, the cost isn't for the accommodations or the food or the rental of the rooms. That's the same. It's how long you're there and how many lawyers and how many mediators, how many psychologists are necessary. So between $2,500 and $10,000. Incidentally, that is a dirt cheap divorce. I actually have a friend of mine where the divorce costs in the millions, and I'm not exaggerating, in the millions. And we're talking about attorney's fees. When there are child custody battles and cases involving very complex financial arrangements, cell phone businesses, stock options, very complicated trusts, pension plans, oh boy, does that run into the big money. So at the divorce hotel, once the couple checks out, all they have to do is show the papers to a judge. The divorce is final. And there you go. We're done. Divorce is over. How clever is that? So coming up, I want to explain how this works, how Halfens makes this work, and why this is such a, quote, great idea. Well, it's actually a puffball idea. The issue here is, gee, I wish I'd thought about that. This is effectively the pet rock of divorces. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Bill Handel. And a good morning, May 30th, Wednesday. Having a good time with this topic, divorce hotels, that this guy from Holland came up with, this Dutch guy by the name of Halfens. And what he does is cut deals with hotels. He's already done six of them in the Netherlands, negotiating with hotels in New York and in Los Angeles to sell a divorce package. Couples come in, want to get divorced. And they're given separate rooms. There's a room that's issued a suite for mediation. Lawyers are attached, and here we go. At the end of it, couples walk out with the divorce proceedings. Now, there's all kinds of problems with that, and I'll get into that in a minute, but this is just fun. And this is one of those things that if anybody actually goes to, you know, why? What? You're not going to choose your own attorney? You're not going to bring your own attorney? Of course you are. But they supply attorneys if you want the attorney. That's a lot of fun. So it's the reason that Halfens has to negotiate separately with hotels because divorce laws are different in every state. And if you don't believe me, just listen to Handel on the Law every single weekend, and I'll explain to you completely how this works. And if you're real stupid, you'll believe anything I have to say. Now, here is the secret. Here's why it's so successful, because only one out of three couples that apply are accepted. See, the team, Halfens and his team, has to make sure both parties want the divorce and are willing to work out the divorce with a mediator. And if they're bickering or if they're barely speaking to each other or there are some big issues, no thanks. We only want to do this to people for people who really want to do this. And American lawyers are rolling their eyes. This actually should have been a success from scratch segment in the sense of this guy comes up with a useless idea. He actually sells the useless idea, makes money selling the useless idea, and people jump on the bandwagon. So the reality is, even though divorce hotel sounds terrific, most breakups are just too complicated. That's all. And gimmicky. And it just doesn't work. And as a practical matter, give me a break. It's what this is a very nice PR campaign. And the reason I'm even bringing this up is I happen to love stories. This is a marketing story where out of nothing, someone creates something which works. Not which works underlying, not where the basic premise works, where the selling of the premise which shouldn't work works. Does that make sense? I think it does. Okay, so how does it work? Well, it doesn't work for most couples. And incidentally, when's the last time you know of a couple that got divorced, even amicably, went to a hotel to get divorced? And went for a hotel package. So if there is significant property involved, no. If there are significant business holdings involved, no. If there are stock options, complex ones, no. If there are offshore accounts that must be traced or assessed, no. And not only is this kind of a dumb idea, but for those of you that have been divorced or have friends who are divorced or going through a divorce, this is when very nice people, when people who you would never think could hit the utter depths of depravity in terms of relationships, do. These people who are divorced or divorcing become vicious, virulent, obnoxious, dangerous. I've heard of people who have spent $100,000 in lawyer's fees over the custody of a dog. A dog. Give me a break. It's a dog. Now, the other thing that's going to make this such a fabulous success is he understands, Halfens understands, that this is a terrific concept for a reality show. I mean, what better reality show than Divorce Hotel? And before the first one was opened up, and they're just recent, he already was talking to two American production companies, reality show American production companies. Of course. Why not? Makes so much sense. Okay. So, Will, by the way, you're going to see things happening with this. Do not be sursurprised if next year you don't see the reality show Divorce.